NewsRamp Science Podcast, Friday evening, March 27th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Internals Inc. files NI 43-101 technical report supporting Swanson Gold Project PEA. The report outlines a mine-to-mill strategy, showcasing a potential gold production restart with a 65% after-tax IRR, CONE $101 million, NPV 5%, and US$1,569 a pause AIC. LaFleur Minerals is advancing engineering, drilling, and permitting towards a production decision.
Aptevo's Miplatomic shows 86% clinical benefit rate in frontline AML. As emerging data demonstrate additive benefit to standard of care treatment, Aptevo's Miplatomic demonstrates an 86% clinical benefit rate in frontline AML, showing promising results in combination with standard of care treatment. New data from the Ryanair trial reveals a 79% remission rate and 55% achieving MRD negative status. The therapy safety profile is highlighted, with no patients experiencing cytokine release syndrome. Aptevo CEO sees Miplatomic playing a significant role in improving frontline AML treatment outcomes.
LaFleur Minerals Inc. executives outlined positive PEA results and future production plans in a recent investor webinar. The company's low capex mine-to-mill project is on track, with a gold mill set to restart soon. LaFleur aims for profitability with the successful PEA backing their strategy. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Major discovery could reshape cancer immunotherapy. A major discovery in cancer immunotherapy has researchers excited as they uncover a hidden brake on immune cells that hinders their ability to fight cancer. This internal brake, independent of tumor cells, offers a new approach to treatment. Biotech companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are at the forefront of this groundbreaking research.
Canemera Energy Metals Corp. expands ionic clay rare earth footprint in Brazil. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. expands its ionic clay rare earth footprint in Brazil, highlighting the country's significant geological potential. With Brazil holding the world's second largest rare earth reserves, Canemera Energy Metals is strategically positioning itself to capitalize on this underexplored region. Recent results from the Turvalandia project showcase promising rare earth mineralization, emphasizing the company's exploration strategy in this critical sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.